NBC News Radio, I'm Brad Siegel. President Biden is honoring fallen law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty. Scott Carr reports.
Speaking at the 40th annual National Peace Officers Memorial Service in Washington, President Biden said the toll on that profession over the past couple of years has been far too heavy.
2020 was the deadliest year for law enforcement on record. And today, we're here to remember nearly 500 of your brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, sons and daughters.
The president pointed to the nation's current law enforcement staffing shortage, saying many are waking up to the notion that changes have to be made in the policing work environment in order to have enough people to want to do the job. I'm Scott Carr.
The hunt for a killer is on after a gunman ambushed three constable deputies outside a Houston bar early Saturday, killing one and sending the other two to the hospital. The three Harris County constable deputies were working an extra shift. They'd gone outside to investigate a disturbance in the parking lot when they were shot from behind by a man with a rifle. A person of interest is in custody, but police say the shooter remains on the loose. A former chief Boeing test pilot is pleading not guilty to charges he lied about the safety of 737 MAX planes. Mark Faulkner appeared Friday in federal court in Fort Worth, Texas, alongside his attorney, David Gerger.
Everyone who was affected by this tragedy deserved a search for the truth, not a search for a scapegoat.
Prosecutors say Faulkner's choice to mislead the FAA during evaluation put passengers in danger and left pilots in the lurch. He faces up to 20 years in prison if convicted. It looks like the shows will go on as a feared Hollywood strike has been averted at nearly the last minute. Thousands of International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees members were set to begin a nationwide strike Monday in a move that would have brought production of scores of TV shows and movies to a standstill. They reached a three-year tentative deal Saturday evening. Brad Siegel, NBC News Radio.